UNH has released the results of a four-year-long study of New Hampshire's bobcat population and found the elusive cats have rebounded substantially since the 1980s. 3 decades ago, the population was estimated to be smaller than 200. Today, the cats are estimated to number as many as 1,200. Here to talk about the results of the study is Mark Ellingwood, director of the Wildlife Division at New Hampshire Fish and Game. Welcome back to All Things Considered.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, what's behind this rebound in the bobcat population in New Hampshire?
Honestly, people aren't absolutely sure, but I think there's a number of possible explanations, some of which relates to the increased prey base that we now have in the state. Turkey population has recovered significantly. Gray squirrels are now far more abundant than they were even 10 or 15 years ago. And bobcats have demonstrated an adaptability to human presence that wasn't always anticipated.
It used to be that the small bobcat population was found largely in the craggy Monadnock region. Where are they being seen now?
You know, there's bobcats from the Massachusetts border right through to the Canadian border here in the state. Common sightings up and down the Connecticut River Valley, right up into Coos County, northern reaches of the state. But numbers seem to continue to be highest in the southern tier of the state, particularly the southeast and the southwest.
Now, this is an animal that is notoriously stealthy, pretty much averse to human contact. So how do researchers do account on an animal like that?
Yeah, what happened in this particular case, and this is modeled after a number of different research projects that have occurred elsewhere in the country, is that we capture a sample of cats, and then we determine their habitat use and their home range, and that, in addition to public observations and sightings, provides us with a means by which we can project the likely population throughout the state. If we know an average bobcat requires 15 square miles of a landscape, and we have 1,000 miles of potential landscape in the state, then we can project likely numbers based on that knowledge.
And back in the 1980s, when the numbers were at their lowest, the practice of hunting and trapping bobcats was halted. Are we getting to the point where Fish and Game might end up calling for some sort of management of the population going forward?
There's certainly an opportunity here, given our best understanding of the population here we have now, to illustrate that point. Assuming we have a fall population of something approaching 1,400, and given our knowledge of the growth rate of the population derived from population parameters we extract from mortalities that occur in the state, we feel like the population is growing at a rate of between 5 and 8%. Knowing that, of course, puts you in a position to decide where you'd like to stabilize the population. And if that's the case, it does present an opportunity for a surplus that could be allocated to hunters and trappers, if so determined.
Mark Ellingwood is director of the Wildlife Division at New Hampshire Fish and Game. Thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest.